page two of the Dibbos. Maybe we can save a little time by just reviewing a little bit from that line. Pick up where I, the first column where I underlined about the middle of the page. Nimso. שבמה שנקרב מסוסו על יפיחוס ועל ידי אחרים נשאר בו סופק שאין לחי בו ומשמע שהוא חידש רק ברוצח דו רק משום אומדנו בין לסמוך על האומדנו אלא כשאינו שמס ממש ולא שום סיבה אחרס עוז אין לנו לספק שממס מאיזה סיבה אחרס אף שלא ראינו ומאחר שמס הוא כאומדנו לא חזינו בסוף הכלל אבל כשמס ממעשה אחרס דהוגו אחר כשהוא ידעי חי או שנופל או בבייס ואוגו לא ראינו כי מאומדנו הוא עומד עדיין בסוף הכותל שאלו נוקדם שמס ממש שאין הוגו לא יכול let me summarize that for you what it says is when the first person hit this man and the doctor said that blow is fatal but he didn't die yet therefore we do not as what Tosha said we put the man in prison right, to see what the outcome will be why put the man in prison he killed him already he gave him a blow that is fatal Why is it different than Bishul, where he'll be chayev even before Nizbashel, even though they cannot be, as I'll say in a minute, because Bezin doesn't sit on Shabbos. So the only way you could argue that we should kill him before the pot begins to boil, because he did a maaseh that surely will lead to it, therefore that's already as if it's done. It so happens in Mitzius it can't work out because Bezin doesn't sit on Shabbos and Misa's Bezin isn't Doche Shabbos. So even if they did sit on Shabbos and they sat on Friday, want to kill him on Shabbos, you can't do it. It's not Mila Doche Shabbos, right? Depends where you make the cut. Mila is Doche Shabbos, but Hereg. If you make the cut a little bit higher under the chin, that's not Doche Shabbos. So good. I mean, as it's Shelo ve'inu ki ma'umdenu omid adayim basofek hakotan she'elonu kodem shemes mamish shein holden also. But that's not so by Bishul. Bishul, there's no suffix. Put it up to cook, Badai is going to cook. There's nothing in my mind why that's unresolved as to the question, did he do a Maisa Iso or not? Right. By the fellow who hits him a fatal blow, who said it's a fatal blow? Doctor said it's a fatal blow, right? Could be they're mistaken. That's only umdeno. Umdeno means prognosis here. Mind I put aside. Prognosis is only best estimate, I scribbled on the side. Right. You have an idea of the order, Mike?
Yeah.
I'm on page two.
Yes.
Well, on a best estimate, we don't give.
Don't people.
Abo Babishu Goyim is Vashel, ain't Schuchen al ze umdena. Right? Then he puts in parentheses what I just said, even though in Mitzius you cannot kill him on Shabbos because the legal system doesn't function on Shabbos. Yeah, there's no court sits on Shabbos, and the issue of killing someone isn't Doche Shabbos, even though it's done by Bezdin. Right? Nimso, so go pick up then the next underline. But Nimso, Shebishas had שבשעס הדין כבר ידוע שנזבשל אף שהימיד אסגדר על איש ברגע האחרון ליום השבוס. Therefore, he's hired for the act of putting it on.
Sir, how is even the Bishul case vadai if in theory someone else can just knock the pot off?
Oh, that's it. Okay. He said it in my Misa too. That doesn't change the vados. An extraneous act could happen. That's.
So how's it vadai for extraneous
act? That's by the certitude for mortal man. That's vadai. You know, act of God, not included. But in the case of the Make Rishon, there it says, if not for all of our bias, and it killed him in a Hanami, I won't know to kill the first man because of that slight suffix that I had in my mind that maybe the mistake in the prognosis there. So that's when an extraneous act should happen, it'll happen. Right? But we don't take that into account in evaluating the action of the individual.
So that means according to Ramosha in theory, if Beit Din could meet on Shabbat, the minute the guy put the pot on the fire, we'd kill him.
That same with that one?
According to Ramosha then,
yes.
In theory, if Beit Din would meet on Shabbat, the minute the guy put the pot on the fire, assuming there was Edut and Atzra, etc.,
and
we'd kill
out
the guy
fire,
right away.
Put out the fire, he'd be poto. If someone put out the fire, he'd be poto.
So I thought we're saying that the action is a vada.
But the maise he did was a maise iso de reise. It could be undone. That doesn't change the fact that it's not undone. He said, so what's the best example he gives? I put the thing up to cook a minute before Shabbos is over. There's no way it'll cook on Shabbos.
Then you shouldn't be able to be
chayiv
then.
No, not so. There are shittas who say that, but almost the Rif, the Ran, almost everybody says no. He'll be chayiv.
Because see, like the ma'aseh isn't as important as the kuma ma'aseh.
Because the ma'aseh bishul is finished on Shabbos, then there's only a possibility, act of God, earthquake, hurricane, etc., that'll put out the fire. That doesn't change the mortal evaluation, the human mind evaluation of what he did. Did he cook on Shabbos? Lighting the fire is cooked on Shabbos. Now, look, he moves the next one to what we've discussed already in the Egli Tal. Right? He says, Av shkehemed es hagdeir al eish gregel rish aracha on the Yom HaShabbos, ach ike mitzius, there is such an example where there is a gap, a time delay, action. And that is, right? Benotea, right? Ike Rabaroza Sober Sho Niklat at Hoshuyom. This is a botanical machlokis. How long does it take a seed to root? Right? 30 days. Rabbi Yosef Shimon say 2 weeks, right? And the Ipsik Gambi Vomis summer hold, right? There, the Rabbi Yude Lo Pochas Megimun Yomim, right? The Gamkin Hoyo Shaykh Lodono Lechaibo Lohogo Koydim Sheniklat, the Kongo Mashma Shalod Donan also Aracha Shuvada Sheniklat, the Humi Tamacher, Shefshan Shalasos Maisa Shoyiklot. The Lako Lanatia show you lift on me a skill, Hemoy Mechaib and the Bishop Lafam Hoyam and Seals, Loving Gambazegam Bishop, Loyafin and Mechaib up Shaboach have a host of Aish, Chenis Basel, Adi Zeb, Bishop Kuduma, Lochain Lomacino, Hidder Zeb Bishop. The whole Babishop, as you said, someone can put out the fire and so on, but we don't do that. Why? One is a natural event, right? The natural event is there is a built-in time lag. Zriya requires hashosha, not like the Egli Tal says. Right. Therefore, it's possible that the totsor should not be achieved But by Bishul, right, we don't have that. There is no time lapse over there that's a natural time lapse. What then? Something could happen, extraneous thing. Someone can come and put out the fire. Therefore, it follows, if someone comes and adds to the fire, we don't look upon it as to pato the first one, just as the second one who comes and hits him with a stick. That pato is the first one, right? Because he was mekare misoso, so he thought he's mekare bishulo. No, by mekare bishulo, we don't apply that principle because there is no built-in time lag over there. A time lag meaning a natural time, because a time lag to cook till it reaches Yatzoledes, but that's not a time lag that involves a new act to occur built in to the original act. The easiest way to understand it is that Zriya involves two acts. One, to put the seed in the ground. Two, to make the seed root. Right. So what happens? The seed in the ground, I do that by Yadayim. Right. To make it root, that Kodesh Baruch Hu does. Nevertheless, since it's Biyodi to prevent it from rooting there, therefore, I attribute it. Now, why not same thing by Bishul? It's biyodi to put out the fire, biyodi to take the pot off the fire, because there's nothing in the original act of Bishul that requires you to do anything more. We're not waiting for anything more to happen. The fact that you're waiting for it to boil, right, that's just like a shir in Bishul. How much water you put in, how much fire you put in. Once that's done, it's already finished. Not such a 100% sfora to defend, but that seems the proper interpretation of the halacha, since by Bishul, right, there's no discussion, as he says, the same as we have by Asora Anoshim, right, Shehiklo B'Makel, where you have such a discussion whether the second one surpasses the action of the first one. Remember, the case there in Sanhedrin was the first one gave him a fatal blow, right? But the fatal blow was not 100%. It was an umdina fatal blow. It was still based upon a prognostication. And therefore, it's not badois. Whereas by Bishul, we don't want to make that distinction. But Tosfos Sanhedrin, Shom, yeah.
So just to clarify, so then in the case where a guy puts a pot on a fire, and the second guy comes and turns the fire up even higher, who's chayev?
The first one is chayev.
The second one gets off scot-free.
I don't know about that. I don't know, but I would hold. I didn't see anything before the shin. I would say the second one is also chayev.
So you have two people chayev.
Yes.
For the same.
Moses says echad nosan asa kedero, echad nosan asa mayim, vechad nosan asa eish. Kulam chayevim. Got it. This distinction between levels of vadoit, levels of certitude. That by Bishul, there's greater certitude so I can act on it. Whereas by Resicha, I need to rely on Umdana. And Umdana doesn't have the same certitude as you have by Bishul. Where do you see that? It says, "Ubefeisu Sanhedrin Hashem, who can before the shchilik zeh, biyachat shekosu hoda hikilo olav Torah shechoshen, also ein holgun holzman shulchai." It's in the Tosfos itself, right, that we handed out yesterday. Hosifu lichtov zimne name the omnim lemiso v'chai. Tosfos two in that line, right? And sometimes we see the doctors make a mistake. The omni lemisa, he didn't die. That's why now where the whole emphasis is on not doing futile medicine. That's largely due to the economic stress on the medical profession. So we don't want to waste money for no purpose. What's called for no purpose? So once upon a time, no purpose is, the man's going to be dead in a day. No sense starting dialysis on it. I understand that's futile. Okay. Now it is, he's going to die in a day. Take off the ventilator and let him die a day earlier. There, what you're doing is, you're taking your umdana that he's going to die and say, oh, he's already dead. As if he's already suffered a fatal blow, right? And therefore, we don't have to worry anymore about cheskas chai for him. If he says, zimnaname de umdana misu b'chai, v'afagab de ruba maise, right? Even though rove people die after that blow. Hilkoch, and what? Amigo boso ro in dinin afoshos. Hilkoch, kivin shibacha vahogo potu. Shum, why? Tam lechalek mishachi mimibe mi bezin kai gab, nashol yafinin lepotro nami mihordi kila tola borotseach. She tilsu baze, shiny rotseach. Shurak umdene, shame bor mamish to zimnanamen umdene misa vachai. Right? Therefore, this chadish kul is there. Therefore, we don't kill him right away. Otherwise, we would kill, if indeed it was the same certitude as Bishul, we would kill him right away. The Afagav, the Rube Maisi, the Hochmid in the Fosh Lacharov, Gam Linin Lismo Chalom, the right? Umachayv no Sulamisa Shemes Afil Acha Kamayomim. Now, here again, you got to focus back on the case in Sanhedrin. He gave him a fatal blow. How fatal? There's a fatal blow, he died. Fatal blow, he'll die in a day. It's a fatal blow, he never recovered. He died a year later, 2 years later. He gave him a fatal blow, they put him on a ventilator to keep him alive because they injured his brainstem, which controls the breathing. And he stays that way on a ventilator with the heart beating and the blood pressure holding, and there for months and months. That's a true mitzius, right? And then he dies. So if I were the lawyer for the first fellow who hit him, right, I would put in a claim. Who said he died from the blow? And people die without getting blow. They were alive. A year later, they're dead. What killed them? No one hit them on the head. They died for dying. Right? They died because they stopped living. Why don't you blame it on some extraneous cause? I said, no. The umdana, right, that this is a fatal blow, was not denied by his survival over time. As long as he didn't get up and walk in the street, it says, he didn't recover from the initial blow, that whatever happens to him is attributable to the initial blow. That's his. Remember, we go after Rove. What do we say? Most people don't survive such a blow. Therefore, this man is a murderer. And his victim survived a whole year, 2 years, 3 years. If he dies, when he dies, we kill the Rotseach. Right? So they also go with the umdana and say, why, ask my kasha, how do you know he died from the blow then? People who are alive, are perfectly healthy, a year later they're dead. And we don't attribute it to a blow or anything, they died from a natural cause. Maybe he died from a natural cause. He says, no, we don't do that. Shemakomokom lo nismach ala umdana kshore'inu sheneskai me'umdana. She'av gam kshemes shesomch ala umdana whom he didn't rove. When he does die, we only kill the rotseach because we're relying on rove. Rove the what? That the initial blow, rove people would suffer a fatal blow. Right? The hu mitam b'shul harov lo chazin sofer klal k'leil shelachein av kshemes avorinu Shemes hadein the filas habayis olav, while the achash ahogo, gam kein lo reinu ki ima umdana, therefore omen adayim besreko shenis chadei shen sopum lo hogo b'shula umdana. Likewise, what if the house fell on him? Then the first guy is potter. Why is he potter? I'm not sure he killed him. Aye, the doctor said he killed him. Doctors make mistakes. It's only umdina. But I have no other explanation for why he died. But not to now postulate, it could be he died from a heart attack caused by something. That's not enough to change the rov. Rov is vadai. Until there, I think the tiny that Tuvia had, use that lotion, it's not a bad lotion to use. It's my lotion, but it's your idea. Milsa de Efshel Levuhuri Mevarion. A thing which you can prove empirically, I don't have to rely on Chazoke, Arov. So here, what do you say? You say it's umdana that it's a fatal blow? Let's see. Worst thing is we have to feed this fellow in prison for a while. Right? The Chov should also, we take there, that's all. But if you see a reason why he died, the house fell on him, there was an earthquake, they said a hurricane, right? Then I don't know whether indeed he died from the first blow or not. Because I have a good explanation why he died. He died because the house fell on him. Now it could be he also died from the original blow, but they already, I always had a suffix on the umdina. Where I have no empiric evidence why he died, then that rov becomes a vadai. Okay, people, can you follow that logic? It's good, solid legalism. In Cain, lo shayach lemelaf gam bebishul. I can't compare it to Bishul, right? Bibor acher v'hosiv eish v'nisbasho b'zman mugdom kivun sho yevadei boru b'lo inyoni umdina sho yinisbasho, right? And then he puts it, will Bezin kill him right away? They won't kick him right away. You gotta wait for Sunday morning, because you don't kill him on Shabbos. And Bezin doesn't sit at night. There's no din b'layla, right? It says, "Umar she'af bebishul v'loteya v'zoreya ein hogan also kodim she'nisbashel v'kodim she'niklat ein no me'yalfuse me'rotseach v'chov shnoso ela mitam afikit el." The reason that we don't kill him is not because we shouldn't. We don't kill him is because technically I don't have the legal structure for killing him on Shabbos. For killing on Shabbos, you need a heter of harigo b'Shabbos. We don't have that, right? You need Bezin to sit and give the final statement. Remember when they let someone lenisa? They have a horse and rider ready. In case someone should come and give some kind of a defensive argument, right, we stop the execution as long as there is some possible rationality to the claim. If a guy comes and Ludnik just to waste time and make the horseman ride back and forth, that we don't do. But if he offers something, nowadays we have, if you've been picking up in the newspapers, it's an unbelievable miscarriage of justice, according to Halacha, right? Where some judges will not open up a case because on the basis of new DNA evidence. And Opgepaspin, Kivin Shehigit, Shuve Chosu Magid, all over the West and the South, you can't open up a case saying, I have DNA evidence. Why not? If the DNA evidence is really exonerates a fellow, then you're killing someone for nothing. Right? Usually, the attitude of the courts is this fellow most likely should be put out of society.
Anyways.
For many reasons. Maybe not this one, but he's been in jail 30 times. He's raped a few women, right? He's stole robbed a few banks. Now we caught him on something, you know, he earned it the hard way. In halacha, we don't do such things. You got to dot the I's and cross the T's. In this case, is he chayav? He's not chayav.
But the not having the bezin only is an issue for cooking, not for planting. For planting, it's because you're able to do mice so they can take it away.
Right.
That's the reason why they don't kill you before happens.
Planting, I would say more than that. I'm planting the undene is really not there. I just told this morning. Right, the first question that you ask nowadays when you call soil is, did the rain start or not? That's the key topic of conversation. Right. Now you go ahead and you planted something a few weeks ago, right? And it rained once, and it began to sprout, right? And now 2 weeks have passed by and no rain. Most likely 3 weeks, 4 weeks, could be what you planted, never gonna make it. That is what you plant. You planted wheat, it makes no difference. It takes, as that cheetah that says it takes 3 months to root, is true for most of our grains. And you're planting flower seeds, is not a good idea. But you're talking about wheat, for example. On wheat, most of our wheat, what we call winter wheat, has such a hard seed coat that you have to plant it winter time, meaning before the frost. And the frost will freeze the seed, and then the thawing of the seed cracks open, then the water can get in. So there's a very big delay between the Mises Leah, right, and the Hashrosha. Therefore, it doesn't have that same badoras as you have by Bishul.
If we view it like that, then how can anyone ever give Hasra on Zorea? You can never give it with a Vadai.
The what?
How could you ever give Hasra on Zorea? That means maybe he'll get killed?
No.
You have to give Hasra with Vadai.
No. The Mises Leah is a Mises Isul. Right.
Yeah.
We said it's the Pedas by Klayim, we said it in the Eglital.
Yeah.
Right? The Chiv of Pentugda Amalea Sazer Ashatifra, the Isur Anor of the Kerem, doesn't happen until Ashrosha. But the Maisik Isur, he did an Isur Klayim by planting Chita Sor of Achatz from Pelashel. Right? Then the consequence of that. There's a Maisa Isur with a delay. They discussed that in detail.
You still have the Asrala Suffolk because you can't say Vada, they'll get killed. It depends on maybe it'll grow, maybe it won't grow.
Right. That's
so
right.
That should be a problem with Asrala Suffolk, no? Or it's,
no, that's not Asrala Suffolk.
Why not?
Because the Asrala is on the Maisa Isur. Maisa Isur, it was done.
You can't say we're going to kill you for planting. It's not true. We don't kill people for planting. You can't say we don't kill people for planting. We kill people for planting if it happens to grow.
No. You don't give Hashor when the suffix when he did a Maise Isu or not.
Uh-huh.
Right. He did a Maise Isu. Then there's another aspect of it, which I say you see better by Klayim, where you have a second consequence. And here you have the consequence of Chiyuv Chatos, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there it says Beferish, Pendukdash Mleya Ashazer Ashatizra, right? But it says, Losizcha Sotcha Klayim, that's what the Egotel says. Introducing the word Sotcha requires Hashosha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, Ein Shom Betoisus, Shemaski. Here's a nice analysis. Dachka goes his Bidei Shemayim. The next shall kichai il chai bores ahogo. I forgot the words from Misa.
So at what point do you
Yokoch ein mitzmur begoses b'nei odom im nechshavna kechai lifto misha osu agoses. Shelochur lomuvun kavanosam azer. Ki mechayven, ki mechayven miso lorotseach davka ma shahogo tekev v'lo chai afir lerega achad. אחרי שהוגו, אחרי מי שרוצה גם על מה שהוגו מליכיוס כל הרבה שונים שהוא חי בלא הכוסו. ועוד אוב, אף שעדיין מצד הכוסו יחיה עוד זמן רב, גם לא נעשה את חיפו, וחוב שלנו שהוא משמע אף לזמן רב, לזמן כוסו כמי שרוצה שהוא בור פעמים לשוק קטן, לא יוציא חיל חוב שלו. So the idea of Chovsho introduces Mesame that we have to hold them there for a length of time, right? So we know that what? There's going to be a gap between the Maise that he did and the consequence. And שעתו חי ממש, מן לא תחיפה ולא גוסס, הוא משום דחייבו גם ממש ששומוס אחר הזמן שבדו שבלו גוס הוא יחי. אם כן, מה שייך שגוסס בלי עוד אמנם מנחשב כחי לעניין ליפתו, אז מי שיקו ועשו גוסס, אפילו בחי גומו, שעשו אף גוסס ולכו אמו הוא חי, אין הפוטר אלא המקהו, ועשו שיומוס בעוד שונה ויוסם, So I need a hesbel. I have to be masbel. So why, indeed, why do we say that by a gosis b'day shabayim, right, and you kill him chayim misa? Gosis b'yodam, we have amdu to see, and if it takes a long time. After that, they'll kill him anyway. So we just skip down. Yeah.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I still didn't understand something on what Tuvia had asked. If we're saying by Hashrasha and we brought in Bishul and here, so when a person does a Maseh Bemezid and it's Chayav Mita, so then we said here we have to wait to see if the person actually dies first. By putting a kedera on the for bishul, you have to wait till it's actually the bishul is done. So by hashrasha, at what point after the person throws the seeds, is he actually given mita?
So we say we can give a misa according to the eglital. You give misa right away. He said you give skiva right away. Right, that's we read it in the eglital. That's how he holds. Even if someone would come and pick up the seeds, right? He holds that misa is real. There's an Issa in itself, right? There. So I gave my husband for that. That what? To take a live seed and put it in a condition for the life force to be able to start functioning, right? That's the Rebbechus Malshevus. That doesn't apply to a dead chicken that you put on fire. Okay. That was the chiddush I mean. But nevertheless, that's it. Yisrael doesn't hold that. He says clearly, he's not chayev, only achon nishrash. If lo nishrash, he'll be potter from a chi of chatas. He'll be over on the Isur Shabbos. He did an Isur Shabbos of Zriya. No one questions there's an Isur done. The question is there a chi of chatas or a chi of skila? Right? No, that is only after the skaima machshavto. Right? After it works out.
So it's the Yevam HaTorah, he put it in the ground on Shabbat. Now you're going to wait six months and come back and say, it grew.
It's chayv misa right away. Right.
Only what then?
We have to wait until to make sure that niskaimo machshavto, that the zriya was an act of tikkun. Right.
So if the guy knows that he's going to die 6 months from now when there's a little sprout, so he's
going to
dig it up.
Yeah, sure. So yeah, but obviously he's a fellow who doesn't give a damn what you told him not to be mechal Shabbos. Right. Remember, the only way a guy is chayav misa is when he has a saw and edim and he's up a piketi, he does what he wants.
Right, so now he digs it up, so now he's just chayav b'yadei shamayim. That's it, b'yadei let him go now?
I mean, yeah. As I said, in your shul, you don't give a shlishi. You're no good, Nick. Yeah. This fellow visiting some eagle, guy with a big eagle, a president from a big shul, comes visiting in another shul. Right. So the shaman goes over to him, a guest comes over to him and says, Kohen or Levi? He says, no, shlishi.
I mean, even according to the Igla Itali, he has to wait till Sunday before stoning him, right?
Anyway, don't stone on Shabbos unless you're in Meir Shalom. Yeah. And there that's because they, you know, they worry about muksa there.
They have to put the stones aside ahead of time, right?
Huh?
They have to put the stones aside ahead of time so it won't be muksa.
They put it on the tray with the candles for the lit bench.
Seriously?
You know, know the story of this fellow's visiting.
The stones are muksa.
Visiting
I know. Yeah. Do they really do that?
The fellow's visiting Meir Shalom. And he sees the woman getting up the bench licht, and the husband goes there and puts out a few stones. Says, what's this? This is for, we have done on Shabbos, muktzah, so I want to. A month later, he visits another family.
What about Hutsaah?
Huh?
What about Hutsaah?
Eruv.
No, where he sees the man. Eruv. Yeah, the man puts on the tray two bricks. He says, what's that? He says, we follow Chazon Ish Yul. Well, if he masha be'arti nicha, that's a shirish of this. Zehoy nicha lehum shavsha ben goses hooked on Hamiyut Shiyichye, Mikvi Hamiyut, Shikit Shiyichye, right? Umduna Shiyomus, Shaina Gosis. You have to admit, right, that by Gosis, the likelihood that he will lie, that he'll live, right, is remote. In a chalek bechidus Torah sheyagu beimid kotel beimid godol, the kolzman shan iskayma ha'umdena in hogan also at mitzad harol. Avo ha'yesh ksas mokom lomar de begosus nechshav kichay klal, me'achar shein tzorul umden de mumchin. Hevi uraya migosus b'dei shemayim de chayev for the harogol misa afagav drovusul misa. Sheinin midas harol v'amiyut ikke begosus b'dei shemayim. Mistaber do gam gvose bili odom. Mitam ze sober. Rav Yudah ben Bova was shechayev ha'achon kemo bohorig goses b'dei shemayim. Shelochur alma chayev do kol machoikes rabono shepater goses b'dei odom hu mitam de saber b'maisu ketreifu shepoter hogo. Now we can understand, he says, why would someone hold the first one gave a blow, right? And the blow was Kedei Lahomis by Umdina, right? Comes Rabbi Yudin and says, but the Achon will be Chayev. He was Kirim Misoso. But you have to have this Sfor. It's a very simple Sfor. He says, we mentioned yesterday, we never make a chilik between a man killing a baby or killing a man. Between killing a baby, a man, or an elderly man. Don't define Harigo on the basis of how many years he could have lived. No. On one basis, is he alive now? If he's alive now, a ghost is alive. Yeah, the Hezbollahs stress it, say it very often. Kadosh Baruch Hu decided how long a person will live. That's his lifespan. You cannot go ahead and shorten the lifespan that Kadosh Baruch Hu assigned him. That's called Otsicha. Therefore, if a man was assigned a lifespan of 90 years plus 2 days, 90 years plus 2 hours, 90 years plus 2 minutes, and you shorten those 2 minutes, you kill the live man. Life is what Kodesh Baruch Hu assigns. Therefore, it's no chilik, whether it's a baby or an elderly gentleman, right? Or a man who is terribly sick. Because people in their life, right, suffer sicknesses, some of which are fatal and some are not. This man was alive with his sickness. Therefore, it's not a sickness that shortened his life. No such thing. A sickness doesn't shorten a life. A sickness is part of living. And therefore, if he's not a trefer, which is el sakosu, a certain internal injury, right, that he suffered, that classifies a trefer, then it's el sakosu, that hoig the trefer's potter bidini odom. But since he was not a trefer, but it was the clock winding down. That's the attitude. Let me make that point. When the clock winds down, right, the clock is ticking until it stops. It makes no chilik whether the clock was winding down, right, and will stop a minute later or an hour later. It makes no difference. Ask someone, is the clock going? The clock is going. It'll stop in a minute.
Still going.
Up until the minute it's alive. This is the attitude. That's it for life. There. Finish off. Yeah, 1 minute to finish off the packet. Avo, I need Biyarzi, the Chidushai. That's the Chidushan on Sanhedrin that he wrote this. B'tam Shechayiv Misa al Gozer B'dei Shemayim. This will explain it really in his own words. Ein Zeh Mitzad Dikim Mir B'Gozer L'Chayim. He's a Gozer B'dei Shemayim. We say he's Chayiv Misa. Now is a gosis. He's a chay l'chol dvoro. Someone kills him, chay misa. Why? Because maybe he's not a gosis. Maybe he'll live. That's not the reason. He's a gosis. His body is going to die within 3 days. Right? Ela ap b'yedua shol yichya ela rigoyim achodim. I know he'll only live another 5 minutes. Ho yechayim de rotzeach hu b'chayim misa. Shum yishum en chilak b'chayim misa de rotzeach Beinim Hori Koton Ben Shnoso, Sheod Osten Lichos Bidech Ateva Shivim Oshmonim Shona, Ova Od Yoso, Lahori Zokon Ben Meyoshon and Vyoso. I kill a man at 100 years or more. Yesterday's New York Times, Mrs. Solomon, letter on my desk, they had the number of nonagenarians in America increased by 20,000 something. How many people are above the age of 90? How many are above 100? That is a few thousand above 100 there. What do you have to do to live to be 100? We don't know. All we know right now that really works, you should pick parents who have long-lived genes. Right. That's the only thing we know is true. All the rest, you have everything. This guy at 103, who still smokes 2 packs of cigarettes a day, right, and eats hot dogs and salami 3 times a day. Okay. שבדרך הטבע ליחיה לזמן קוצר. לכן, לקה לחילוק בין חולי לבורי, אף בדרך הטבע הבורי שייר שיחיה עוד מאה שונה, ויוסר, והחולי ליחיה לזמן קוצר. You would have to have, right now, before Bezdin, can give misa to someone who's a rotzeach, right? You have to go through the medical record of the victim, right? There to see what kind of illness he's suffering from. No, you don't do that. It's irrelevant to the definition of Ratzicha, right? If he has a live, that's his lifespan. That's the example the language I used before. Each one has a lifespan, right? Until the lifespan is ended by Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? The man is alive. Has only 2 hours to live. So what has to him? Those 2 hours are his lifespan. And you have a Yisur Ratzicha if you shorten someone's lifespan. Nevertheless, right, we're not mechalik any. Next thing I underline for you, the ikro da Torah chay veloser shenirch la nirzach lichus hazman shoyechay belo ritzichosu bederech hateva. Bein shu harbe, bein shu mood, afilu kol shu. But Tosha didn't say that. So look what he has here. This is a little insight into the personality of my Mashiach Zatzal. Muchokaron olomar. Shatoysus or Salvi Tamze. So if you read the Tosfos, you don't see this reasoning in Tosfos. Alpha Shakuru Tam Nochomiyot. Even though I know I'm right, it's a good Tam. But Tosfos didn't say it? That's true, he didn't say it. Right? Okay, we'll stop here. Now, boys, tell me, how are we going to work this in? What's been on my mind on the Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah. I don't think it's...